episode 23 of the Nags and Brags podcast. I'm your host, Cassie. Sorry. I'm Roisin, and this is
Cassie.
From
pleased
the Nags
to meet
and Brags
you.
Podcast.
Yes.
That was the worst intro ever. This is why I don't do it. Guys, I feel like, do you know what? The energy in the room's low today.
It is.
The energy's low. We're doing this at night time.
Uh-huh. No, I can feel it from you and I think you can feel it from me, but I don't know. I feel, it's not even a full moon, is it? Is it? I'm just gonna put this.
No, but Mercury's in retrograde. I keep saying retrograde, like
is that bad?
Like Gatorade.
Is that bad?
Yeah, terrible. Right. It's terrible.
So is that why everyone's in a weird mood?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more just tired. I've been doing a lot of stuff today. So, you know, I guess it's time of the night and I'm ready to cuddle up and go to my bed. But I'm not. I'm here in the studio.
Yes.
Making magic for the people. How are you?
Here in the studio. And she's naked. Can we do that thing that like everyone hates? It's getting a little bit chilly outside. Winter is coming.
I actually, controversial, you wouldn't think it's for me, I love winter.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I said that and I didn't actually mean it. I always say autumn's my favourite season.
Mm.
But then I don't actually like it. Like the other night, got to Tuesday night at 5:30 and it was dark and I was thinking
I don't want this in my life.
I was like, do you know, I was thinking I just hate my life and all this sort of stuff. And then I was like, maybe that's because it's dark outside.
Yeah.
It's that SAD coming in.
Sad.
It's so funny how that's called sad. What have you been up to?
I've been working. What else? Not just work, because I always feel like I always say working. What else have I been doing? Had a weekend off there. I had a Saturday off.
Oh, you never have a Saturday off?
I know, I ruined my life. Got really drunk.
Oh my God, did you? I love it when you do this.
No.
Remember, oh my God, was it around about a year ago? Was it not an autumn last time that we did the podcast that you were really, really hanging? Or maybe it was a January, actually. But you were so rough. And I was loving it because I was...
It was, you're right.
This is your annual...
I think it was Feb.
Oh, was
maybe
it?
Maybe I have two blowouts a year.
Yeah, your autumn blowout and your winter. Woo! Big autumn blowout. What did you do?
Nothing wild. Like, I just talk shit. Like...
You are a talker when you're drunk. You're a talker.
The worst.
So am I, though. It's horrendous.
Like... And that's what gives me the biggest fear is the talking part. There's nothing else, really.
Where were you? Where were you out?
I went lots of places.
Oh,
I don't even want
God.
To say in case anybody spotted me.
Where were you? Was there any...
All you need to know is that I ended up in a toilet fully clothed and may have tried to sleep.
Oh,
until somebody came and knocked and said, excuse me.
Where was that in?
Time to get... I'm not seeing anybody.
What part was in Glasgow?
I was in Glasgow City Centre. I was in lots of places.
Glasgow
City Centre.
I was touring. Were you on the big fucking open top bus, the big hop along?
No, I would love that if I was.
You may as well have been.
I would have loved that.
I got absolutely wrecked like 2 weekends ago.
Right.
And I went out and I literally drank 2 bottles of wine and I was trying to convince myself that I was sober. I know when you come home and you're trying to convince somebody that you're sober, trying to convince Joe that I was sober and obviously I wasn't. And I ordered a taxi to my house. And I was pissed. And the taxi turned up 1 a.m. And I was asleep on the couch, covered in cheese strings. And then my phone rang and I answered it. And I was like, all right, mate, I'll just be outside. And Joe was like, where are you going? And I was like, nowhere. And he was like, who's on the phone? And I was like, nobody. And then he got up and looked out the window and was like, there's a taxi outside. And I was like, who's taxi? And he was like, were you not just speaking to a taxi driver? And I was like, what taxi? And he was like, what taxi? And he was like, you've just ordered a taxi and you spoke to the guy. And then I was like, I don't know whose taxi that is, but I've just cancelled it. And he was like, well, if you've just cancelled it, it was your fucking taxi, wasn't it? Then I spent £40 on a...
taxi?
Not on a taxi. And they actually didn't charge me for it, which is very nice of them. I spent £40 on a big munch and I ate 2 bits of garlic bread out of £40. Had it for my dinner the next day, though, had the pasta.
That was like Leslie's chicken madras at Trump Turnbull that she didn't eat and she took up the road in Tupperware the next day.
So would I. I would also be trading a chicken madras.
No wonder it was £25.
That's like a tongue twister. A chicken madras from Trump Turnbull. It's quite hard to say. That's quite tricky. Do you have any flashbacks of anything you were saying that was really bad? Oh, just, now I'm having flashes of myself saying stuff. It's so
just pouring my heart out. Like, that's, in fact, this is my nag, actually, is the fear after a night out.
What were you drinking?
Oh, a mix. Roshan, I had espresso martinis, Jaeger bombs, gin. What else did I remember
not
having?
The Jaeger bombs.
Started on cocktails at Ralph and Finn's at a brunch.
Oh, was it daylight hours that you were prowling?
No, it started at 12.
Oh, I didn't finish it.
I got up the road at 1. Oh. And I do remember as well the taxi driver making me go to the cash line like ASAP. Probably didn't believe that I was going to pay him, which was a bit weird. So me and my friend.
At least you were with somebody. There's nothing worse than trying to piece together a night out that you've been on.
I know. Yeah, and that's, and then my friend's partner. Actually, I'm going to get him on the podcast soon. Dean, he's a lovely guy. It was a couple of appearances on TOWIE, and used to do Pineapple Studios back in the day, but he's good chat. But his partner is like one of my best mates. So I'd say like he's my, like his partner's my closer pal. Uh-huh. And he phoned me today and he was like, oh, I just speak to you about Saturday. And I went, don't give me the fear. Then he actually phoned me, I mean, I've actually got nothing to say. And I was like, all right, okay, cool.
That's even worse when somebody was like, you were. But then who were you speaking to? Was it random people?
Yeah, like just,
Oh, that's what I hate as well.
I know.
Random people. I always feel like I'm a clinger when I'm drunk. Like,
see if somebody, stage five.
Yeah, stage five clinger. Like, see if somebody politely started speaking to me. I cannot let this conversation die. Mm-hmm. I will do everything. I will resuscitate this conversation. I will defib it. I remember, actually, I was speaking to a girl. Not this wasn't that long ago. And she was like, oh, I watch your TikToks. Well, I fucking wouldn't let her go with 48 minutes. I told her my full fake tan routine. I told her everything. She was probably like, fuck off. Why did I talk to this girl?
Toilet conversations before you know you've invited folk in.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I don't.
Did you show them your beaver?
I can't remember, but that's not really the worst part that I get embarrassed about if it's another girl, because I think, well, we've all got them.
That's true.
So it's just, that's not even the bit. In fact, so that's the, like, if you were to put it on a grade of things, that would be the bottom of the pile. The top pile is just the shite that I talk.
And there's nothing worse, is
no,
there?
Oh, God.
There's nothing worse. Well.
And then you think you've done, like, the worst things possible. And you can even, you actually piece it together and you think
can remember
that you can remember your night, but you think that there's been blank bits that you don't, and that's when the worst things have happened.
I know, it's so funny because sometimes I've had nights that I've remembered the whole thing and I'm like, no, I must be forgetting something. Mm-hmm. And then the bit that I'm forgetting,
it's going to be like,
I've said something awful. And then I'm like, I have it, I'm making it up. Do you ever get that way that you, I can do this to myself really well because I've got severe anxiety, but I can convince myself that I've said things.
Yeah.
Like, I can hear myself saying them. I know for a fact I wouldn't say that. Mm. And then I don't go over it for months. I know. Well, at least you didn't drop your sanitary pad out your trouser leg like me.
When?
That, we're talking about that in the last
podcast. Right, I thought you meant it happened again recently. I was going to go, not again.
No, it's not happened. It's not happened recently.
That's good.
Because now I'm going out and I'm free bleeding, just in case. I can't put a tampon in because I get the fear that I'm going to have toxic shock syndrome, and I can't get a pad in case it wiggles out my trouser leg. So looks like I'll be staying in the house. My nag is that I am having a fight with a company. Shall I name them? It doesn't, they're not going to fucking find out. I'm having a fight with my most beloved ASOS.
Oh, you're always arguing with them. Well,
no, I've never argued with them before. This is the same argument.
Not argued, but like TikTok, like when they gaslight you. Sorry, Emily, on, that's terrible. When they gaslight you and said you look great in that dress.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I even knew as a mate you didn't look good in that
dress.
I looked
terrible. And they were like, you look, no, they told me I look cute. I was like, okay. Okay, Regina George, it is our social media team. No, I have been waiting on a parcel. Guess how much the parcel is worth? Not that I'm saying I'm big bucks. I did buy it on Klarna, but that's not the point. I ordered dresses to wear to a wedding. Also, mm-hmm. Why the fuck is everything so expensive? I found a nice dress I liked. £250. Pardon?
£250.
£250. £250.
Why would you even... I usually put that wee... What do you call that? Like the...
Low to high.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, I have to do what's new because I use it like an app and I'm on it. Well, it is an app. I use it like a computer game and I'm on it every single day. But £250, right? But anyway, I had to buy dresses to try on because I know that I won't like probably any of them. And I spent £300. Well, a Klarna had £300. So somebody else made it for me. And they never arrived. And they just said, oh, we lost the parcel. And then I said, we'll send you a replacement. And then the replacement never arrived. And then they said, oh, we lost the parcel. And then they're sending me a replacement to the replacement. And that's not arrived yet either.
Oh my God.
I know! The fucking, it's been going on for literally 2 weeks. So if it's not here by Friday, blood will be drawn. Probably from me scratching my own eyes out.
And I was going to say, because I don't think you're going to get any closer to any of the people
behind
it. It's
so annoying. And do you know what I was going to say? I mean, are you a Karen?
I become a Karen until a point, and then it's almost like I have a word with myself and say, why are you wasting your time? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like a strong word of like, you're better than this.
Well, I can be a Karen, right? And I actually sometimes take great pleasure in doing so.
I did fall through a pothole claim for 2 years.
Did you?
I did. And I didn't win.
Did you not?
Nah.
That's
and that's
true.
A really sad defeat. And do you know the thing is, it's probably not a terrible defeat because see, by that point, you're not, the anger's gone, subsided, the sadness has subsided. Every emotion you've had has been withdrawn from your body.
Anymore.
You don't care. But then you think, why on earth?
Wait, did your car get damaged from a pothole?
A couple of potholes. But then
I would be at Glasgow City Council with a pitchfork.
I think it was a suspension the whole time. But that's not the point,
that's not the point.
I spent a lot of money on new tyres and a new suspension.
Also, why is there a pothole? I was driving up the other day. I said,
there's hundreds of them here.
I said there's a pothole before. It's like the fucking dark side of the moon driving about.
There's one, it's a pothole that's near the subway station, but it's absolute, it's like a crater. It's like a meteorite.
I actually think
hit.
I might know the one that you mean.
I come, because it's my route to come round from the gym to go home. And every time I need to like sweat, I'm like, whoa, 360 wheel spin.
Absolutely, it's absolutely wild. Well, I am a road rage Karen, very much so. I actually beeped the horn the other day.
Right.
I did a big, and it was so unnecessary. I just had to get it out, and I was a wee old man. And I thought, well, I'm going to hell, haven't I? I thought, I'll see myself at the gates of Hades, beeping at the poor old bastard. Probably deaf, probably didn't even hear it anyway. So I'm on to the customer service team, right? And a few of my friends used to do this job, so I'm like, I don't want to be nice to them. It's not their fault. They didn't send the parcel.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, being nice has got me fucking nowhere.
Okay.
Because I don't have my stuff yet, do I? I don't have my wedding dresses. So I thought today, you know what? I've put up with this shite for too long. 14 days. And I'm on the help chat every day, by the way. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go full Karen. The bastards, they disconnected me. So then I had to go back on. I was like, please, I'm so sorry. I didn't like it. I'm so sorry. And then they reconnected.
You got sassy.
I was just like, I'm fuming. You know the TikTok of the guy that's like, I'm getting really sick of you.
Yes.
That was me. And it was all written there digitally. Well, they could see what I said. So, and then the chat log was saved, so I couldn't even take it back. I didn't say anything too bad, but then I had to grovel and apologise. So hopefully my replacement will be here in 2 days. And if not, who's storming HQ with me?
I'll come.
I'll be like this, give me my stuff. And then the thing is, I want a refund, but there's no point in giving me a refund because I'm just going to have to buy it all again.
Oh my God, talking about clothes, I bought, you know those chain tops that are kind of, and I'm guessing Prada made them big, but I couldn't get, the Prada one was like nearly $2,000.
Chain tops, what do you mean?
It's like a diamante top. So it's a top, but it's made of diamantes.
Oh, nice.
It's cute. It's like a vest, but it's like a chain vest. You just...
In my mind, I'm seeing Zoolander.
You're feeling it? You're feeling it? Oh, right, okay. Yeah. So anyway, I had that on Friday, but that was one of the other things to fail me on. Sorry, on Saturday.
Oh.
It broke at the back. So my friend Dean had to keep tucking it into my bra. So that wasn't good.
Not the broken top. Did you have an eyelash stuck to your forehead?
No, that didn't happen. But then I nearly chipped my tooth as well, but that was sober. Yeah.
Really?
Well, I did chip my tooth actually. I have chipped my tooth. I need to get it shaved, yeah.
You're joking. How did you chip it?
I was in a DJ booth that I was trying to take apart.
That is so
annoying. It's not been a good weekend. Although, you know what, you've got to have these to make yourself feel kind of, you know, the lows can be low and the highs can be high, Roisin.
You know, that's you couldn't be writer.
Which brings me nicely onto my two brags of the week, which I'll try and keep quite short. By the time this podcast is released, I'll have had a baby. No, I'm joking.
I was like, what?
No, I'm not doing a Molly May hiding it for how many months. Well, it's like, it's coming.
It'd be an issue if you were out with your fucking diamante top on Ralph and Finn's 9 months pregnant. Then we'd have something to say.
No, by the time, it's actually to do with pregnancy, but nothing to do with me. My friend who lives in Florida is currently pregnant and she invited me to her baby shower and obviously said to me, I know there's no hope in hell that you're going to make this. and it's without the realms of possibilities, I think that's the phrase, that you're not going to make it. But I would love you to come to my baby shower / housewarming, because she's had a lot of things change in life. She met the man of her dreams within the last 2 years, got married privately, and has fallen pregnant.
Yes.
I am going to surprise her, and I don't know when this podcast is going to be out, but I am flying over and I'm going to surprise her at a baby shower on Saturday.
Oh, that's so now. Be careful. She'll end up dropping the baby.
I know.
I'll end up, she gets so excited, I'll just fly out.
I don't think we're going to do it at the baby shower because of that very reason. I think I'm going to do it the night before. So I'm going to, it's all been tied up with her mum. Because her mum lived, so her whole family lived there. They all live there. Brother, mum, dad.
Where do they live? America. I know it's in America.
Yeah, Florida. So it's Jacksonville.
I'm going to Jacksonville.
And the flight actually wasn't too expensive, which was good. Because obviously I didn't want to go for it. You know, I had a figure in my head. I thought if it's going to be any more than that, then I won't. So it wasn't too bad. And I am hiring a car and I'm taking it up the coast to...
Are you going on your own?
Yes.
Independent women going to Jackson.
Maybe I know.
Oh no, I better not say that.
It's okay.
Anyway, child.
So that's one of them. And the second one, which is kind of...
You look quite country western. Sorry to just jump in there. You've got a sort of country western look about you.
What do you mean? Jacksonville's not country western. No, it's a seaside town.
Oh. Wait, what's the one?
I'll go back. Rewind. Well, I look a bit country western. What do you mean?
Wait, is Jackson in Jackson?
No, you think Jackson.
I'm thinking Johnny Cash. I'm thinking, we got married in a skater. That's what it was. I'm going to Jackson. I actually love Johnny Cash. That's a fact that you didn't know about me.
No.
I just feel like, I don't know.
It's Florida. So think of Florida and then think of like rural Florida. So not like Orlando or Miami. Like more
than gator shooting territory.
Yes. Like
you'll be out.
Crucifixes and gators and
Bible bashing
and guns
alligators.
And homes, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like that's sort of. I feel like they would like country music.
The other side of that, there's a nice golfing community. Hence why I'm going, because her brother is a professional golfer. Like pro.
Like Tiger Woods.
Right up, well, maybe not that. Not that high profile. But like, but tournaments like with Tiger maybe playing in, he would play in as well. So
what trip you got planned? How long are you going for?
Just 7 days.
7 days on the coast of Florida.
But do you know what's funny, right? So in fact, this is quite good because we can talk about surprises, because I think you either really love a surprise or you hate it. And I think my friend loves a surprise. But I'm excited because I've been talking to her in the lead up, because it's such a teasing thing, isn't it? Because she doesn't know. So like I FaceTimed her yesterday.
It away?
No, I'm quite good at keeping it back. So she's like that, I've got this bloody baby shower coming up on Saturday and I can't be bothered.
Was this the surprise that you spoke about in the podcast ages ago?
Yes, but I can now talk about it because I'm sure it'll be out by then. She said, I've got this baby shower coming up and I can't be bothered. And she went and she said, and do you know what? I'm so ready to pop. And I think once this baby shower's done and dusted, I'm just going to say no to everybody and their plans. And I'm like, but I'll be on my holidays, because it'll be the first day of my holidays and I want to spend some time. And she's
what
like,
what if you're there when she goes into labour?
Don't. No, she said it
should
be
in the room.
No, it should.
She could call the baby kids.
Roisin, damn right, I'll be in the room if she.
Would you? Would you go in the room if somebody gave into labour? Guess another word.
If she didn't let me in the room with me going all the way over there.
That's true. You'd want a bit of a
I'd
sight.
I'd be pushing him out the way. I'd be like that. Wait a minute. Our best pal's here. I'd be delivering the thing.
Would you? Oh, I can't think of anything worse than somebody.
I wouldn't even overstep the mark. I might try and get in the room. I wouldn't overstep the mark and say, I'd say to her husband, listen.
Look.
Good luck. I am happy for you.
I can't think.
You go in.
I'm terrified of women giving birth. I have to.
But it's nature.
Oh, but do you know what? I stayed off school, right, for about 5 weeks.
Your mum's a nurse as well, so like it should be in your blood.
What? Loving. No. And do you know what as well? See, for somebody that loves a vaginal examination, me. You'd think I would be right in about giving birth, but nah. Yeah. I don't mind if the doctors put things in, but I'm not for them taking them out. But that being said, I have to get my coil changed. Sorry, that was all too graphic. In
That's
a year,
okay.
I'll talk about it.
I
in
love
a year's
being
time.
Graphic. Do you know the other day I went into the doctor and I had a wee urine infection?
Do you know what?
No,
why,
my family are prone to them. But anyway,
why did you not text me? I'm the queen of UTIs. I would have given you my probiotics.
Damn it.
We'll talk after this.
Anyway, I went in. Yeah, but it's so funny because I went into the nurse and she was going to give me an antibiotic. She knew why I was there and I just burst out crying for other reasons other than my UTI.
Oh, she'd be like, there, there.
She's there, like, there, oh, Jesus, you're right to go. But it was a bit of a bad day. But,
did I ever tell you the story? Did I ever tell the story in this podcast when I had the UTI and I had to drive all the way to Knightswood?
No.
And the, well.
No, you did, and you went to the pharmacy.
And I went to the pharmacy, yes. And the guy on the phone pretended not to be the pharmacist, got me to drive all the way to Knightswood, told me he was the pharmacist, and they wouldn't give me any medication. Mm-hmm. And then I pushed myself in the car on the way home. Anyway. Oh, I just went to a dark place. I went to a dark place in my mind there.
That was not one of Roisin's nightmares. That was a true story.
That was a true story, guys. That actually happened to me.
So going back to the subject in hand, surprise. Really looking forward to it. So it'll be good to see a reaction. Not doing it for the gram. I will get a video possibly, but reason that I'm doing it is not for that. Her and I have a very special bond. And she has been an amazing friend to me. Oh, and also, whilst we're on the subject of this, I got a very nice message off the back of the story that I told in the last podcast about my friend who had the baby that I hadn't seen for a while.
Was it her?
No, it was a girl who had opened up and said that when she had her baby, the last thing that she wanted was everyone round at the one time, so she would have not minded had, you know, our pals had been staggered.
Oh, I can get that. Yeah, I can so she get said, that. I think the problem that, well, me speaking as somebody who has no children, I think what I imagine the problem would be is not when you have the baby. I think it's when the baby's, when you've got like a toddler, people sort of clear off and it's like, oh, you've got a toddler, don't wonder. But like, when you just have a baby, oh, little cute baby. Blah, blah, blah. But then I think when they get a bit older, people lose interest.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a funeral. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not, it's the opposite. But you know, everybody cares at a funeral and then afterwards.
Are they kind of just,
they're just going to stop caring. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I know. That's.
Guys, be there for your friends through all times.
State of life. So, yeah, I'm going to go over there and have a holiday, hopefully.
It could be, is Jackson, is that like Channing Tatum sort of territory? You know, when Dear John is walking down, I'm seeing Huntington Beach.
There is a beach. I've been before, there's a beach. That's the thing as well, like, because she comes over here and I've been over there once, so this will be my second time. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good.
Well, if you go past the Hollister, get me a spray.
I will do.
Oh, actually, I tell you what, I've got a new obsession with.
What?
Oh, I'll actually send you money. Do you have a big case?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get me stuff from Bath and Body Works? Sorry,
yes, that's fine. This in the bucket.
I got a candle from Bath and Body Works. Oh,
I've had a bodge and go. Tell me out, like, 'cause I've got a car.
So you do. Well, Kieran's got a friend, Nicole. Shout out to Kieran's got a friend, Nicole. Got me and Joe a candle for a new flat. It's not even a new flat, it's just our flat. And it's from Bath and Body Works because our friend got it, who's an Earl Stuffs. This has got very much energy. You know when you were younger and one of your mum's pals would go to America and find an Abercrombie and Fitch?
Yes.
And you'd come back laden with all the stuff. You're like, my mum's pal was in the outlets in Orlando and now I've got this new outfit from Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
That only happened to me once. But anyway, she got me a candle from Bath and Body Works, Cactus Blossom, and let me tell you, if I could smoke this candle as crack cocaine. Do you smoke crack cocaine? I don't know. If I could inject it into my eyeballs, I would see the smell of this. I'm like, I've actually rationed my burn time because I love it so much. So you could be my gateway.
Send me the list.
You could get my gateway drug.
That's fine. Although dollar to the pound right now. Terrible.
That's fine.
So I'm going to be skint.
That'll be nice though. What have you got planned? Oh, you're going to go
I've got nothing planned because I can't plan. How can I plan? Can
I stay with you, please? That would be so fun. We could eat macaroni and cheese together. Go to Hollister and go Bath and Body Works. I'm reverting to my 12-year-old self.
Yeah, I might. I mean, I could ask our lovely mum Val if you can come and stay in the room with
me. I will be no bother. I'll just go shopping all the time. Well, you've brought me on to my... I don't know if this is an ag or not. It's just sort of a statement. But I tell you, on the subject of America, it's not really the subject of America. No, I tried today for the first time. You probably do because I fucking don't shop about it the whole day. Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, I did read that on your Instagram story.
It was fucking popular.
Vile.
And you know what? See, out of that poll, 2,000 people. And do you know how many messages I got? And this is no word of a lie. The pumpkin spice... It could be more divisive than fucking Brexit.
Do you know it's so weird? I've not went for the pumpkin spice latte, but I've had the pumpkin spice cookie, and I would imagine it was worse.
What, the latte or the cookie?
That was all they had left. They didn't have milk. No, the cookie was worse. They didn't have any milk chocolate. They didn't have even that oat thing. They had the pumpkin one, and I had it, and it was minging.
Well, apparently the pumpkin cold brew is nice, but I can't trust anybody. Well, I can't, because most people said it was horrible.
It's a lot of money as well to trust.
It is £4.50, and it tasted like sausages. It has a meaty, brothy aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the aftertaste is sort of like, somebody said, messaged me and said, I think the aftertaste is like bean juice. You know, like when you get the spaghetti hoops with little sausages in it.
Yes.
It's kind of like drinking that. So all in all, I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
First sip was nice. It was sort of fragrant, because I like a gingerbread latte. I like a spice latte. And I had this and I thought, oh. Also on the subject of this, again, not a nag or a brag, I think I'm going to be, I'm going to get my eyes tested. Watch this space.
Why?
I think I'm going to be a spexter. I'm quite excited, actually. I really hope I need glasses. Think of all the...
I've thought that like 5 times, stuff not needed.
Well, so I'll hark you back. I went to get my eyes tested because I was like, I'm blind. And the woman was like, there's nothing wrong with your vision. And I was like, ah, who said that? She was like, you can literally see fine. She was like, just stop looking out the window and focus in on tiny trees in the distance. And I was like, okay. But now, I was in course the other day and I couldn't read the sign. It was actually quite tragic.
Like, it might have just been like a bad day.
I was like, I'll have a maple bacon leaf light toasted latte. And the guy was like, what? What? Hold it there, sister. I was like, oh, sorry, I actually can't see. And then he was getting an orange face. Like, it's not my fault, can't see. Anyway, so, and then I couldn't read the thing at the train station. Well, it all started because I said to Joe, it's ridiculous that they make signs that small, isn't it?
Mm.
It's ridiculous that you would make a sign, you would write on a... Oh, I can't even speak now either. I said to Joe, it's mental you would make a sign with the font that small because nobody can read it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, can you not read that? I was like, what? He was like, I can read that perfectly. And I was like, oh, we might have a situation here because I cannot see it. So anyway, I'm going to go to Specsavers, but I'm kind of hoping, I'm hoping my eyes are failing me just a little bit because I saw a pair of green horn-rimmed glasses in the window.
Oh, you're going to go buck wild for specs. It's such your
thing.
Oh,
100%. Well, in my last few photos, I've been wearing those tragic sort of 70s Rose West style glasses. You can't get them off my face.
Oh, those kind of aviator white thing or clear
pervy,
things.
Pervy.
They are.
Sort of what you would wear, I imagine, if you were a paparazzi in Los Angeles in the 1980s.
Yeah, okay.
A sort of pervy, greasy paparazzi, but I have to say, I do like the look.
Or like one with a perm that goes all the way down the back, like gelled at the front.
Yeah, like they're giving me very much Nightcrawler
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
when I put them on and I crawl around Queen's Park. Not at night, because I'm scared. Well, drop my brag. Sorry, I've just given you lots of random facts about myself.
No, that's okay, go on.
I didn't categorise any of them. Well, I have taken some inspiration from you. Shave my head. No. I have a...
That's imminent with me.
Imagine you shaved your head.
No,
that would be so iconic.
It would, but my hair's so thick. Imagine having it grow back.
You'd look like that doll from the Rugrats, Cynthia.
Like, you know, if you ever look in the mirror and you think to yourself, like, what am I mostly made up of? Like, is it water? Is it brain? Is it like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Like, mine's freckles and
like
cheese
tits. Is it tits? Nah, mine's just hair. Like on my head.
Yeah, you have really thick hair.
Although, like, I couldn't believe it was laser everywhere else. It's been an uphill battle at times, but I'm quite fair. That's the only thing. But I've got my mum and dad have just given me this mop on my head.
Is it not extensions?
Honestly, no. Everyone asks that. No.
I did think that as well.
But do you know what's really sad? One day it's going to have to get cut because you can't be an old lady with long hair. We can
be.
You
should.
But I just don't know if that would suit
you.
You
would just have to join the Manson sisters. But I took inspiration from you.
Oh, yes.
And I decorated my flat for autumn.
Oh, did you?
Last year you had a nice autumnal
wreath. Oh, my God. I've not even put it up yet, actually, now that you said that.
Well,
it's in the house yet.
It was only the first day of autumn, like 2 days ago. So get that up, because I remember coming to your flat last autumn and I thought, this is lovely.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in TK Maxx. So I got myself to TK Maxx and I got some pumpkin spice candles and I got some leaf decorations.
Oh.
Kind of looks a bit more student halls than your flat looked more grown up. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. it's a starting step. So that's my brag.
Oh my God, I'm going to get that out tonight. I totally forgot I had that.
Get your wreath out
for the lads.
Get your wreath out for the autumn breeze. Sorry. I actually just peed a bit when I said that.
That was quite good.
What?
Just like your song there was good.
Thank you.
It reminds me of, well, I was singing earlier on, the car that I have got for Florida. I managed to get a good deal because I know somebody that works for Enterprise, and I think it might be a Ford Mustang, which is pretty cool. But I'm like, I cannot wait to sing Mustang Casting Now, baby.
See, that's your countryside coming out. You'll have a little bit of, do you know what?
Mustang, ride, Cassie, ride.
Oh, you're doing both parts.
Can we talk about, I want to talk about pregnancy announcements, right? And this is because I feel like there's a lot of pressure on these days. It might be off the back of Molly May, right?
A lot of people are pregnant nowadays.
They definitely are. Well, either that or you're just seeing a lot more of it on your like Instagram Explore page. But do you think, this is my question, okay? Because obviously I haven't been, so I don't know how it must feel. Is there a pressure on you when you do fall pregnant to think, how am I going to announce this to everybody?
Oh yeah, defo. They're really, I thought,
but
Molly,
should there be? This is my question.
No. I thought Molly May's pregnancy announcement was great. I'll tell you what, I was a big fan.
Oh, because, well, it was very clever because she linked the, I just thought, what she said to Tommy, yeah. And then it was cute, to be
call
fair.
Callback, I thought,
no,
nice.
I am a sucker for watching them. I'm not canning them at all. I just think it's more, I would love to know the workings of, like, so say, for instance, you were a person that you'd fallen pregnant and you weren't even thinking about social media, and then suddenly you went, oh, what am I going to say? What am I going to put up?
I thought her one was good because it was actually quite low key. I thought, like, that I could have made that. Well, I'm not having a baby with Tommy Fury. So
oh, no, but you're looking at the workings of it because you do that for a living, pretty much.
Yeah, but like, see, like, I didn't think it was like a big mega. It was obviously mega.
It wasn't
mega.
Kylie Jenner's half an hour video on
YouTube.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but why did she randomly not tell anybody she was pregnant for so long? Well, I can actually get that as well. But yeah, I think, do you know what it is? I think the announcements aren't the things the gender reveals nowadays.
Mm.
Oh, the gender reveals.
Yeah. What, you mean pressure to have them or just them in general?
Just the whole run-up. I can understand as well why people wouldn't do anything on the run-up to having a baby, because I think it could be quite, again, somebody who's
hormones all over the place.
And it also would be quite, like, it's a lot of pressure, I think it would be.
Mm-hmm.
To have a baby, and you'd want things to go your way, and you'd want things to go right, and I feel like
my main worry would be the health thing, like, because I've been hung up on obviously that before in terms of just like that's the main thing that would probably crop into my head. I'm imagining if I was pregnant, so because that would be it, I don't think I could be thinking about anything else.
I can understand that. I think probably a lot of people are quite like that and want to keep their pregnancies quite low key and private. But I feel like everybody's fucking pregnant nowadays.
I know.
Or engaged. I saw 5 engagements on my Instagram last week. 5. And then I thought, maybe I'm just getting older.
No, yeah, that'll be it. Because I'm kind of by that in terms of, like, not by it, I'll still see it, but you'll see it more now because you're coming into that time.
I was like, is there something in the water? And then I was like, I'm just an old maiden. An old maiden.
No. But then there should be no pressure either, that's the thing. But Instagram makes the pressure, doesn't it? Do you not think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I do think as well, people get more creative.
Yes.
With their announcements and all these sort of things.
Yes.
Know what I like when people do? I like when people hard launch their babies. I know a girl that did that. Didn't post anything her whole pregnancy and then was just like, had a baby. And all the comments were like,
I honestly,
oh my
think
God,
that
no
would be
way.
Me. Because I would be worried up until the point of, I think that would be me.
I can get that. Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to compare it, but it's like when you've got news like you and you don't want to tell anybody it until you follow it through.
Yeah. I can get that. She just hard launched her baby and all the comments were like, oh my God. And I was like, that is so
a
funny
child.
To me. I like it when people hard launch anything. Babies, boyfriends. I like that.
Sometimes I do and I'm like, yeah, wee weasel, you kept that to yourself.
I love it when people are like,
nothing but good on you because it was your news.
Or when people hard launch their boyfriends on holiday. I'm like, who is this man? Who is this man that I need to get to know? I'm not over the last one. It's so funny, isn't it, though, when you think somebody, do you know what, it's the classic of when somebody breaks up that you don't know. The pictures are gone.
Oh, there's a meme for that and it's Woody. Have you seen it? And it's Woody looking over like a wall and it says, I see all the pictures of your boyfriend have been deleted.
That's me. And it's, I always feel like as well, see with people that I know, or not even people that I know, but like people that I have known in real life that you follow on social media, they're never the ones you're interested in. It's always the randoms that lives you get so invested in, like girls that were like 4 years above you in school, but you never really spoke, but they were a thing with sister's pal. And then you've watched their full life unfold. They break up with their boyfriend. I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, where is he? I remember there was this couple, this is going to make me sound like a fucking weirdo stalker, because I am. And I was so invested in a relationship and they broke up, and I was like, I was actually watching it unfold. I was like, I'm going to start crying. They didn't even know me. I wouldn't even
say hi to
them in the street.
That was me the other day when I was at the wedding I DJ'd at, and I'd obviously been drunk and like the night before. And
oh, were you working the next day?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, no, this was a while ago, sorry.
Oh.
And I cried at the first dance.
See?
I don't even know them.
I totally get that. See, when I was younger and I used to be a waitress, I sometimes worked at weddings, and I actually got pulled aside once, and they were like, you need to pull it together because it's fucking unprofessional. It's also weird. I was crying at the speeches. I was crying at the bagpipers. I was crying at the first dance. And they were like, you don't know these people. And I was like, it's just bloody lovely.
I know, but I'll cry at like the weirdest things, like adverts and people that I don't know.
Well, do you know what's been making me cry? Are you watching Married at First Sight?
No.
Oh, I fucking love it. And I never got into it before, but there's a couple in it, Thomas and Adrian. I'm fucking crying all the time at them. I'm watching this during the day. I'm meant to be working.
Yeah.
Come my work Zoom with teary eyes. People are going to think that there's
something wrong with you.
Problems.
That'll be why you've got problems with your eyes.
Because I'm crying all the time. Yeah. Women expect safe as a billy. You don't need glasses. You just need to stop fucking crying at Married at First Sight. You could be onto something.
Yes. You know what I noticed, like, in my story viewers, I've got so many, people that are hiding behind profiles.
Do you?
So many. And some of them, I click on the grey face and they don't even follow me. And I think, who are you?
That's so weird. I never look at who views my stories. But I suppose I'm not really looking out for anyone. But I think that's me. I don't know, I was actually laughing. I've never done this. But I couldn't stop laughing at a video of Kris Jenner, and somebody was like, it was a video of Kris Jenner laughing, and she was like, ha, ha, ha. And it was like when he accepts the fake hair page that you've made to follow him. The fake hairdressing page. Have you ever made a fake profile?
No.
I've never done it either. But I feel like it's the sort of thing that I would enjoy doing.
Same.
See, the thing is,
but I don't know, I would feel like, I would still think, even though it was so fake, that I would get caught. Like, do you know what I mean by that?
Well, see, because I've got so many jobs, right? That will remain nameless. I've got loads of Instagram profiles on my profile, so I can sometimes just tap on. But then people will be like, why the fuck are they looking at my story? And I'm like, it's me. It's Dad Crowns. But no, I've never made a fake one. I'm too worried that I would get caught out.
I get mixed up between.
Yeah.
I know.
And that would be really tragic.
I know.
My selfie on the fake hair page.
Because I don't
made.
Even go on the Nags and Brags page and look at anyone else's page.
No, but I might start.
But then every time they would know it's either you or me.
Yeah. But we could just say it was the other one. So that could
my
be.
My mom's got access. Yeah. She goes,
oh,
on.
Oh, guess his mum again. Don't look at that. Just ignore her. But I've never made a. That's interesting. Who's looking at your profile? I also just think. See,
oh, honestly, Roshan, you won't believe the amount of grey faced people with weird names that look at my profile.
The grey facers.
And it could be things like Glasgow Rangers 2022. There's one. That's one that looks at my profile. Have you listened to the podcast? Yes.
Welcome.
Who are you? Obsessed.
Unveil yourself.
Follows like Alfredo Morelos and Ryan Jack. And then you're like, right, okay, well, I know it's a Rangers fan, but like,
the Holy Trinity.
What are they? Why are they on
the
my page?
The three of you. Cassie, Morelos and Ryan Jack. Yeah. If anybody listening to this wants to stalk my profile from an anonymous point of view, don't waste your time, because I don't look at who looks at it anyway. So you could just go on your normal profile and I would not catch you out and I would not care.
Nah, sometimes I have a snoop. That's weird, isn't it? Because it's a habit. It's not like I go, oh, I'm going to go on and see. Like, it's like a habit of just like pulling it up. And then, to be fair though, like sometimes I'll have like maybe like 10,500. So I'm not going to go through that. But then when I do scroll, like it's more the top ones I'll have a look at. But the top ones, it doesn't even work in a certain way. Like it doesn't, if I'm going to go on mine as well. I don't think it even works in a certain way.
Like, yeah, people always said that it's like people who look at your profile all the time, but I don't think it is.
No, see, it's just like the usuals, to be fair. People from work and stuff.
Yeah, that's what all mine is. Like, all mine is just people that I know, so it's not, I don't really find it that interesting.
My cousin, my friend's mum.
Oh, I tell you what, there's a few hair and beauty pages. Show yourself, I'm on to you. I know
that
you're
not. Oh my
God,
do you know who's in my top 20?
Yeah.
Wet, wet, wet.
Oh, that's so random. Oh, somebody faceless has followed me, but they have a name.
In my fingers.
If somebody doesn't have a face, does that mean that they're a fake profile?
Or I don't know, because they go on sometimes and get zero posts and think, what are you up to?
Yeah, same, but this person's got followers. I'm like, who are you? That's funny, isn't it?
I went on. This is so weird, right? I think things like this are weird. I was drawn to a random profile that looked at my story not long ago, right? So what I mean is, like, I don't even know what made me click on the name. Because think about there's how many. So right now I'm looking at it and there's 6,500, right? So, like, you know, you could just keep flicking. It's just names. But I'd, like, scrolled and scrolled and then, like, I just clicked on somebody random and they didn't follow me and they weren't private. And I got on their page and, like there was quite a few mutual friends and I felt as if, like, they were definitely having a wee snoot because there was a guy that I knew that was also, they were liking each other's pictures. And I thought, I don't know if she just went on and had a wee...
Oh, a wee nosy. There's, I tell you something though, there's nothing worse than if you're having a snoop on somebody's profile and you fucking watch the story.
Oh, no, you give your phone to somebody else and they do it. That happened to me the other day.
Oh, did it?
Uh-huh.
That is a criminal
offence. But thankfully
offense.
It was a big time influencer, so I was like, it's fine. Like, I mean, because I'm not going to give a shit, but...
Well, that's what you think, but then you're going through the views. Well, I tell you what, I nearly did that the other day, looked at somebody's story and I was like, oh, sorry. You ever accidentally followed somebody?
Yeah, and then unfollowed.
Yeah, I've done that before. Somebody did that to me before.
I don't know, but I think they just quickly unfollow.
I think if somebody did that to me before and then they followed and I followed back because I thought, you're fucking not going to wave this and then followed me. That's how it all happened.
Yes.
All these social media rules.
I know.
Social media rules.
But yeah, so, like, I mean...
Guys, who... And the private viewers of Cassie's story.
Who are you?
Unveil yourself. See that?
The thing is, to be fair, see the fake profiles, they've got the last laugh because I literally would not be able to find out. If they're private, they've got no profile picture, they've not got one photograph, they're following 10... No, they usually actually follow, like, maybe, like... It'll be, like, 700 people and then they've got about 3 followers and I think... You are really getting away with that. Like,
yeah.
Because I do not have a clue. Unless I just start blocking them all.
Yeah, some people do that.
But then what they would do is they would just make a new profile and actually have a profile picture and be a fake person.
That's so true.
Yeah.
They're so smart, those little buds.
I know.
Well, see when you said, who are you? There.
Uh-huh.
You know what that always reminds me of? That
what?
Chant gives me the fear because you know that Chinese phone network? Who are we?
No.
The one that made 5G. It's like H-A-U, I don't even want to spell this out. Who are we?
Oh, Huawei.
I cannot say that without going, Huawei. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Wait, you say it.
Huawei.
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 Do you know what I mean? Somebody was asking me the name of it at work and I was like, don't say it. Don't. Huawei. Well, what a lovely catch-up we've just had.
I know.
I feel like we need to add nothing. I feel. Do you know what? I've noticed my lack of human interaction when I've started doing this because I'm like, in another thing, in another thing, in another thing.
Okay, love you lots. See
you
later.
Love you guys. Bye. And send us your nags and bags and also send us what you want us to talk about.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Nags and Brags podcast. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, let us know at Nags and Brags Podcast on Instagram. You can also follow us on our own pages as well at Pals Before Gals for Roisin, at Cass G for myself. Let us know what you think. Spread the word, tell your friends, and hopefully we'll see you on the next episode.